That's right. Welcome in, welcome back, folks, to a best case, worst case outcome for the Notre Dame football program in the year 2022 edition of the Always Irish Show. As always, you can find the program on YouTube. Do it, subscribe if you haven't yet. I'd appreciate that very much. Give the video a thumbs up if you approve of the content. Hit the notifications button. You'll be alerted every time there's breaking news and Always Irish puts out a video on it. Twitter, search bar Always Irish or at Always Irish Inc. Emails, alwaysirishnd@gmail.com. Audio only anywhere you want the program. You can find the program. Call in line 312-988-15. So, here we are, folks. The dog days of summer and college football will be back before we know it. Ohio State's creeping up on us fast. In just a few weeks, summer camp's going to open up. Let's take a few minutes to go over what I think are the realistic best case, worst case scenarios for Notre Dame this year. Let's start in a good note. Let's start with the best case scenario. Realistically, the way I look at this, I think the best case scenario for Notre Dame, knowing the roster the way I think I do, all the moving pieces, new coaches, new quarterback, all that, questionable wide receiver, all of it, keeping it all in calculation, 11-1 to make the playoff is probably a reasonably thought out best case scenario given how I feel about the roster. Maybe you feel differently. You think the ceiling's lower. Maybe you think the ceiling's higher. I think 11-1 realistically is a really good fair target. Again, I know how my words get twisted, being a hater and a glass half empty. I want Notre Dame to beat Ohio State. I can see paths for that to happen. But if you force me to put $10,000 on it, one, no spread, one way or the other, I'm putting it on Ohio State. I don't like that, but it's what logically, based on the talent and experience, says should happen. Okay? So don't just pick Notre Dame because it's what your heart thinks. All right? So I think 11-1 maybe is realistic. And if it's going to be a one loss, it'd probably be Ohio State. Now, that makes it really hard to run the table 11 weeks in a row without a loss after that. But if you're that good, then you'll be able to pull it off. On the flip side, I could say if Notre Dame beats Ohio State, then there's no reason not to go 12-0 because you would have beat the best team on the whole schedule week one. So then why should you lose to anybody else? Right? But I think 11-1, okay? 11-1, maybe make the playoff if things break your way with other teams losing that need to. That'll shuffle prayer at the end of the year. We have conference title week. Hope it breaks our way. Get in with one loss. I think that's fair. Let's look at what needs to happen for this to become reality. Number one, Buckner not only stays healthy, but he is better than everybody thinks right away and finally breaks out. Running, throwing, leadership, all of it. This is a guy that you win big games because of, not just with. That is a big difference. I'm going to repeat it. I need Notre Dame's quarterback from now on to become a guy you win your biggest games because of, not just with. And he's along for the ride, and the defense carries you, and all this. No. That ain't winning Notre Dame a title. I need a quarterback who wins the biggest games because of. All right? Number two. So Buckner shoots out of the gate. Fantastic. Whipping the ball all over, throwing, leadership, guys rally around him, all that. Number two. No more injuries at running back. You cannot afford it. You simply don't have the bodies. You can't afford anybody else to get hurt in that group. Estime, Jerome Bettis 2.0, that big bus running people down like a bowling ball and the little pins drop off them. You need Estime to be Jerome Bettis, basically. Tyree, healthy and fast. then Diggs comes back and sometimes they add to the group. Number three, Mayer is Mayer and he's used as he should be. I say it every week. There's no amount of passes thrown to that guy that I'm going to say it's too many. So he's a monster. Number four, the offensive line is terrific all year, including at Ohio State. The offense is not held back at all in any way due to the offensive line like they were last year. Number five, wide receivers. No more injuries. Can't afford that again. Position group can't afford any more injuries. Already used them. Can't afford them. We're not even into camp. No more injuries and everything else gels beautifully. Veteran wide receivers show up and ball out their last year. Merriweather plays often and well as a power freshman. These guys all develop a rhythm with Buckner and it just all works. Number six, the defense continues to be the backbone of the program. The defensive line dominates. And by the way, that is our best path to beat Ohio State, is for the defensive line to get so much pressure on the quarterback that all those great receivers don't have time to get deep behind us and kill us. That is Notre Dame's best path to win that game. Disrupt that quarterback. Hit him, pressure him. Do not give him time to sit back there and shred you with deep passes to all that talent. Cut that off before it gets to that point. Number seven, the linebackers are healthy, flying around, beautiful, love it. Eight, Joseph leads a more physical, ball-hawking, fast secondary. Young guys step up like Mickey, start making plays all over the place. Number nine, the defense is so good. It keeps the scoring average really, really low, providing the new offense some cushion to work with early in the year so they don't have to score on every drive to keep us in games, that sort of thing. The defense does so well that it just builds you enough cushion that offense could be a work in progress while you're still winning ball games. That's got to be the goal, okay? What a rosy picture I just painted of all these things coming together at the right time, breaking your way. Injuries break your way. The guys you need to step up in position groups where we're thin at depth, do so. Beautiful. That's the path to Notre Dame having a really, really great year on the high end. I'm going to say 11-1. Sneak in that playoff 11-1. High end. Rosy outlook. Now let's look at the worst case scenario. To me. My worst case scenario isn't a win-loss type deal per se. In my opinion, the single worst thing that can happen to Notre Dame this year is Tyler Buckner getting hurt to where he misses any significant time at all. This is a death knell for Notre Dame on multiple fronts if it happens. Buckner would be losing a third developmental year. Already lost an injury year. I believe it was an ACL, if I recall. COVID year he lost. Okay. Then this year, when it's finally his time to shine and everybody wants to see what he can really do when he's fully unleashed, for him to go down and lose another year, it's a death knell for 2022. Going to pine if that happened, not ideal. Not ideal. No offense. Pine is not getting Notre Dame where they need to go. And I'm not being mean. I'm not cutting him down. Just physically, Pine is not going to be able to take Notre Dame where they need to go. Can he do enough in one half if Buckner's bruised up to preserve a game and win it? Maybe. But if Buckner goes down and you got Pine for six games, that's your worst case scenario. It just is. He doesn't have the physical upside you need to get Notre Dame where you need to go at quarterback. I'm sorry. It's not being rude. It's just a fact. Okay? So this would also kill the idea that this was the year you're finally going to learn more about exactly what Buckner is or isn't, which is a big philosophical question all Notre Dame fans have had since he was being recruited. Exactly how good is Buckner and what can he be? What's his ceiling? We don't know. We don't know. Okay? So Notre Dame can't afford to not know again what they have in Tyler Buckner for a whole nother year. This is a developmental disaster if that happened again. And I'm not trying to, like, I'm not bringing up injuries to, like, will them to happen. I'm just saying that's the point of this episode. Best case, worst case. The single worst thing that could happen to this program is Buckner gets hurt and misses significant time. That is going to totally devastate everything that Freeman needs to try and accomplish year one. Okay? Notre Dame cannot afford that. You just can't. That is your number one disaster scenario. Okay? It leaves you still not knowing what you have in Buckner, and then it leaves you with a significantly lower upside quarterback running the show with already questionable running back and wide receiver depth. Bad. Like, that is my worst case disaster scenario. Other worst case features. More injuries to groups that can't afford it. We already talked about it. Running back, wide receiver, quarterback, Mayer, Joseph. Nobody in any of those groups or none of those people can get hurt. They just can't. Brian Kelly didn't recruit well enough to have enough depth. None of those guys can get hurt. None of them. Okay? The only way I see this season really falling off the rails to where it's really bad, meaning like lower than double-digit wins, lower than 10-2, let's say. The only way I see that is a rash of injuries at key positions, and they just keep hitting, keep hitting, keep hitting in all the spots I talked about, okay? I think that is the only way that this all crumbles to where you end up under double-digit wins regular season, losing to teams you have more talent than when everybody's healthy. Like, that's a dark path that I don't even want to think about. But if you get some of these injury deals where I'm talking about, that's what you're going to be looking at. That's what you're going to be looking at. So the only way I see us that we should drop below 10-2 or better is a rash of injuries. 10-2's got to be that low mark with relatively decent health. This is not a big year to me in terms of big picture Freeman's tenure. Whatever this year is going to be is going to be a representation of what it looks like 5 years from now. I don't see this being a referendum like that. But this year's huge for another reason. Maintaining the recruiting momentum Notre Dame has right now. You cannot give other teams an opportunity to negatively recruit against you and give them that ammo. That's what all these other fan bases are praying for. They see the work the staff's doing in recruiting. They're mad Marcus Freeman's doing so good at Notre Dame recruiting. Okay. The only way this is going to fall off is if we get into next year, he goes 7-5, then what's going to happen? Here's the thing. If every important guy at every position group I mentioned gets hurt and we have no bodies and go 8-4, 7-5, you're not going to hear that from anybody else. You're not. Nobody else is going to care how many injuries you have and who it's to and what position. All you're going to hear is 8-4, 7-5, Marcus Freeman's a fraud. Big recruiter, good talker, doesn't know how to coach. Never going to figure it out. Fraud. Big talker, no action. That's the narrative. You got to avoid that at all costs if you're Notre Dame. That is the only thing right now that's going to slow this recruiting momentum down. Having an unusually rough year next year, meaning you're losing to teams you have more talent than, which is something even Brian Kelly mostly towards the end of his tenure was able to win those games. Okay. But that's the thing. It isn't going to matter if half the team is in the hospital. The narrative's going to be, look at this. Kelly's gone. New guy's in. Flashy talker. Good dresser. Gets a lot of recruits. Goes out, loses 4 or 5 games year one. Why would you want to go there, recruit? This guy doesn't know what he's doing. Learning on the job, that's risky. Do you really want to go do that? That's what you got to avoid. So that's how I see this. Best case, 11-1, make the playoffs somehow. That's what I'm seeing. 10-2 should be a minimum for this group. I think they have a lot of talent. It's not elite, but it's enough that you should be 10-2 minimum with relatively decent health. On the worst case side, if Tyler Buchner goes down and misses any significant time, it's the biggest big picture thing and small picture thing that could go wrong with all this for multiple reasons that are all interconnected that we all just went over. His own personal development, the offense's development, the backup isn't as physically capably gifted as him. That's a problem. The staff not knowing what they have in Tyler because they haven't seen enough body of work of him being the guy. And the negative recruiting that's going to go on if Notre Dame loses a handful of games that and you shouldn't lose them. Okay? Nobody's going to feel bad for your injuries. They're just going to say Freeman's a fraud. So that's the worst case scenario we need to avoid. And I want to go back to Ohio State. I'm not trying to be a jerk, you guys, but no one can look at where Ohio State's program is right now, where Notre Dame's is, and then say, you know what? There's no Notre Dame should win that game. I just logically don't see evidence that makes me feel comfortable picking that. Do I want it? Yes. Am I rooting for it? Yes. But I cannot pick it on paper based on where the programs are at now. Ohio State should win that game, and it's at home, and they have an experienced, good quarterback. Crazy talented skill guys. Like, they should win that game. But there's scenarios where Notre Dame can pull it off. But I just think they're less likely than Ohio State winning. That's all. I'm not saying it's impossible. There's paths. Notre Dame can find a way to win that game. I just don't think it's the most likely scenario. And if you forced me to put all the money in my savings account on Notre Dame or Ohio State in that week one, I can't go with my heart, logically. Okay? That's all I'm saying. But make no mistake, I'm not saying that game's an automatic loss. It's not. There are some things we're going to get into as we get closer to the season of why I think it's possible. And we're going to do those shows coming up. So I want to know what you guys think. Best case, worst case, anything I missed? Let me know. Talk to you later.